Hello, my name is Daniel Posse, and I serve as pastor of Reagan Chapel, UMC. And it's my honor to share with you the third week's intercession of the Easter season. Let me read that for you now. O God, our rainbow, our dove, our promised land, in the resurrection of your Son, you have brought us into your ark. Protect us from storms and ferry us to your welcoming shore through Christ our Lord. Amen. Alleluia. What amazing and rich images this intercession has. Our rainbow is the symbol of God's promise, and to me, the continuing symbol that God fulfills all his promises to us. Our dove, a universal symbol of peace and tranquility for Christians, the peace of God through Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Our promised land, our final destination that God has prepared for us. Paradise, where our hopes and dreams are fulfilled and we can rest in the Lord. Resurrection, God's promise of eternal life in the promised land through the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. And the ark, a place of refuge and safety from the storms of this world and this life. You know, God doesn't promise that there won't be any storms, but he promises to be with us through the storms. And I'm sure that some of you remember back to March 25th, 2021, when an EF3 tornado ripped through our community. Sadly, we did have loss of life, which is always a hard thing to deal with. But that day also, our church building was completely destroyed. We were just beginning to struggle back from the COVID shutdown when this unimaginable thing happened. And I understand we're not a wealthy congregation. And because of the age of the building, there was no insurance. So prospects for rebuilding looked pretty dim. We met as a congregation and we prayed for guidance. And 100% everyone felt that we were being called to build the building back. We had no idea how this was going to happen. We decided that we would step out on faith, and almost immediately, donations and help began to come in. And literally hundreds came and donated their time and their skills. I saw God at work time after time. And with his help and guidance, our building was rebuilt. Now, that storm left two things of the old building: a concrete pad where the fellowship hall and Sunday school rooms had been, and a set of old steps which had once served as the main entrance to the sanctuary. These weren't especially pretty steps. They were made of old local rock and concrete, but they were steps that were worn from members entering and leaving this building for many, many years. These steps had been covered over by an addition to the building years ago, and everyone had forgotten that they even existed. The funny thing was, when we began to measure to rebuild, we discovered that the concrete pad in the back and these old steps in the front, even though they were done at different times, lined up perfectly. So we built the new building to take advantage of this. And as we progressed, I became drawn to those old steps. I could sit there and feel at peace. And I began to get up early on work days and go and just sit on those steps and pray for God's guidance and help, and to continue to ask for safe and productive work days. And I guess those old steps became my ark, a place where I felt safe and closer to God. And it became less like prayer and more like a conversation with a friend. I got in the habit of starting my day and ending my day in peace on those old steps. And even now, before every service, or even if life just gets a little bit crazy, I find time to go to my ark, my place of peace and safety, those old steps. And the other day, one of our new members approached me and said, "If you see me sitting on the front steps, nothing is wrong. I just like to sit there and meditate and read my Bible and pray. I hope no one minds." And I assured her that no one would mind. And I thought to myself, well, someone else has found their ark. Now, my hope is that everyone can find their special place, a place where God feels closer, a place where you can rest in God's peace and have a conversation with God. Oh, there will be storms in the world and in our lives. We just need to remember God keeps his promises, and he promised to be with us. I do hope everyone finds their own ark where they can be protected from the storms. There's a saying that I love that goes like this: sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage, and he calms his child. Will you pray with me? God of creation, I come to you seeking safety and protection during physical storms and the storms of life as well. When the thunder roars and the lightning flashes and the wind howls, keep me safe from harm. When my world gets crazy and nothing seems to be going right in my life, grant me peace and calmness. Let me remember that you are always in control. And always let everything that I do be for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.